This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
It is now time for the ABZ Financial Report. That's right, ABZ, Allberg, Vigiano, Zurich & Company, your full-service accounting wealth management firm so dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. At it now, starting year 68. That's right, ABZ, always bringing the quality service on a timely, cost-effective basis. Joe Ferreira in the studio. Great to see Joseph.
How are you, Jay?
I am doing great. Great stuff. Boy, I tell you, with all the Mondays and the holidays and everything else, it's time to get back on track, Mr. Joe, because we are in a pretty good frame of mind right now with this economy, with a 25,000 mark on the Dow Industrial. Joe, you know, just when we thought it could not be better, 24.3, 24.5, Thursday over 25, 25.2 to be exact. I mean, that's a nice mark.
It is. It's matter of fact, I was doing some number crunching and noticed that since the election last November, the Dow is actually up almost 7,000 points since November 8th.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
And
that really is impressive.
This resurgence this past week was the best start to a market since 2003. So again, a lot of that has to do with the tax cuts. There's a lot of enthusiasm. They're also talking about doing the work on the interior of the country. That's going to probably have a boom for real estate and construction. So.
It's good stuff. Whatever's going on here, let's hope it continues. All the markets are doing well, Joe. NASDAQ, S&P, we're just flying in this regard. I was looking over the latest jobs report. I know the pace of hiring kind of slowed a bit in the final month of 2017. Did remain somewhat robust, though, for the year as a whole. Jobless rate held at a 17-year low. And again, signs the broader labor market maintain plenty of momentum. Heading into this new year, what about the job market and all?
Well, again, the job market, this is not out of the realm, because basically the unemployment is at such a low rate, and there's, you know, it's about qualified individuals for jobs. So the biggest problem you're going to have soon is that they're not going to be able to get enough people. There's going to be a slowdown because they can't just put everybody to work, because it's about what the job requires.
No question. Joe Ferreira in the house, the ABZ Financial Report, and, pretty good economy, over 25,000. Just how far can it go? Joe, you bring up the tax situation, and, of course, people scurrying around with those property taxes. So much confusion. You know, that's really kind of the number one topic when I'm in discussion with a lot of friends and family and whatnot. And you know something, I tell them, listen to the AVZ Financial Report on Monday morning. Joe, maybe you can clear it up for us. But yes, the governor with an executive order a couple of weeks ago stating, yes, you can pay first half of the 2018, get it in before year's end. Many did. Tax offices, you know, there was confusion there, long lines and everything. Joe, can you clear it up for us? What's going on as far as property taxes and everything else here?
Okay, so basically what that allowed people to do is to accelerate property taxes. Some people might not get the full benefit or any benefit at all because of what they have out there called alternative minimum tax. So certain individuals, although they think they're getting a benefit, they might not potentially, and they will probably definitely get a benefit on the state side, but not everybody necessarily who paid their property taxes early is going to get a benefit. There's really little to no downside as a result, though, because if you get a little bit of benefit, it's probably better than next year, which you're going to get probably, you know, a little benefit, you know, if none.
So in essence, was it beneficial for folks to make their way to the tax offices in the last couple of weeks in order to get those taxes paid? Was it beneficial in the long run overall?
It depends on each individual situation. That's the point that, you know, they almost needed to speak to somebody who's, you know, handling their taxes, or if the individuals are handling their own, they would know if they're going to get any benefit or not. But chances are most people did get some benefit. So there's, you know, it made sense to pay your taxes unless you're in a higher tax bracket, and then it wouldn't have.
There you go. So still some questions. I am sure the ABZ phones were off the hook in the last, at least the last week or so. Joe, is that the kind of the scene these days where people just have tons of questions? Still some massive confusion regarding this stuff.
The biggest confusion, honestly, even the accountants are confused on some of these items that came through in a tax reform bill. The biggest item is the pass-through deduction, which is very complicated and, you know, so much for simplification. But there's so many different routes you can go, and there's different calculations. There's just some different variations. It's not a very straightforward deduction. So people have to be wary of that's going to be difficult to pinpoint.
There you go. Joe Ferrer with us, ABZ Financial Report. Joe, what about year-end spending consumer-wise, you know, the holidays and everything else? You know, a lot of people thought retail would take a massive hit here. How'd we end up overall?
Again, you know, retail usually it always seems to bounce back around the Christmas holidays. But again, you know, we're going into another year. Let's see what happens, you know, with the tax cut. You know, everybody, for some reason, the White House thinks that the tax cut's going to create a lot more spending. I don't know if that's necessarily the impetus. Even the big corporate giants were indicating how they're going to utilize some of the benefits from the tax cuts. Whether they're going to be a lot of capital spending or not, I don't know if that's going to be the case. You're going to see probably a lot of stock buybacks. It's going to be, again, an effort to increase the value of stocks. So I still think the market has a lot to run, especially in 2018, as a result of this tax cut. So, you know, if you're not in the market, it's, you know, you should be looking at or speaking to an advisor to see where you should be.
There you go. Talking with Joe Ferrer. AVZ, the financial report. You know, we always talk about, Joe, residual effects as far as how it will affect the economy overall. You know, you have a book coming out last week, the president creating a bit of a firestorm with staff members. You know, you have unrest regarding North Korea, although you have talks that will be getting underway with South Korea, unheard of, but it is true. So that's kind of an interesting a little situation there. You got Pakistan in the news. You got a lot of stuff going on within the White House itself. And it just seems to me the beat goes on. No matter how many turns and twists we take here from a news standpoint, from a national and international sense, it just seems like this economy is streamlining. And that was kind of unheard of years ago. Nonetheless, it almost seems like there is a barrier there to protect. Do you get a sense of that as well? No matter what we are looking at from a global standpoint, so far within this country, the markets are strong.
They are. It's a perfect storm of markets around the world right now. And I think to a certain degree, the market's gotten less sensitive to stories coming out of the White House, thank God. You know, early on in the administration, you know, you hear some kind of crazy story and the markets will react, or, you know, issues with North Korea, the markets will react. Now you're seeing less, you know, they're almost kind of taking it for granted because every other day there's a story from the White House, and that's usually not good. So they're almost ignoring what's going on in the White House. And you know, although the White House trying to take credit for the 7,000 points increase since the election, I don't necessarily think it's the person in the White House. It's the fact that the Republicans are in control, which probably gives a more pro-business impetus, which you could see from the tax cuts or what the anticipation was that was going to be some kind of tax cuts coming from this, being all Republican Congress and White House.
Joe Ferreira, AVZ. All right, Joe, what do we look forward to this week? We got a lot of momentum happening here. Will it continue? Some of the big hits this week. What do we look forward to?
A lot of financials coming out this week, a lot of earnings. The big thing I've been reading about is basically the market's so, you know, so high right now that any kind of negative story or any anything that's beyond less than a couple points above expectations could be a hit to the market. You're going to see that. It happened back in the third quarter of this year, where even if somebody met earnings or just beat earnings, that wasn't good enough because the stocks are so high right now. So the one thing you got to buckle your seat right now, because there might be some ups and downs, but overall I think that it'll be generally an up for the year.
Joe, as far as oil, and we've seen some gas prices just go up slightly, obviously unrest regarding Iran, as well as Pakistan withholding aid. We'll keep an eye on that, but that has certainly gave us a little bit of elevation in that category, no?
Again, actually, if you remember last time I was here, the oil futures several months back were already trending upwards before they actually did. They were basically, the shorts. There was a lot of longs going out on the oil. You know, the market sometimes can manipulate where the market's going to go in certain areas, especially in oil. But I can't see that oil is going to stay down for too long. You see a lot of these oil stocks have been rising over the last month or so. And I anticipate that gas prices are going to start creeping up as they have been over the last couple of weeks.
Joe, I was reading, we know Amazon has the market, but Google is really trying to kind of make its way around. What do you think with Google right now? Do you think they're going to make some headway here, close the gap? What do you think that lies?
I think Google will partner with somebody, to try to offset Amazon's kind of dominance in a lot of the markets right now. You might see I wouldn't be surprised to see a Google Walmart type of a merger. That wouldn't surprise me, or something of that nature, where you have some retail, along with all the technology, because I think it's too difficult to beat Bezos right now at Amazon. He's got kind of everything figured out.
Talking with Joe Ferreira, a couple of minutes left, the ABZ Financial Report. What about Bitcoin, Joe? You know, we've seen Bitcoin in the news a lot the last couple of weeks. You know, we saw this months ago, and now really making some headway here. Do we have to keep an eye on this continuing?
I said Bitcoin is one of those, cryptocurrencies that, it kind of skyrocketed over the last couple of months, and it's gone off the charts, and now as it starts to get a little bit more regulated, more scrutinized, I think it'll start to stabilize a lot more.
There you go. Joe Ferreira, the AVZ Financial Report. Of course, you can hear it every Monday morning at 6:40. And, of course, check out AVZ. They're out on Suffolk Court in the Hopog Industrial District, 631-434-9500, 434-9500, in business for 68 years for good reason. Joseph, always great to see you. We'll talk again.
All right, you too, Jay. Take care.
There you go.